And it's welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Hope you've all recovered from Mother's Day yesterday. Sports headlines in the newspapers. The Courier Mail in Brisbane. Radical roof planned for the Suncorp Stadium with rain threatening and to disrupt this weekend's next weekend's Magic Round. Suggestions to install a roof are gathering momentum. And the Daily Telegraph and the Herald Sun. Super netball. Particle scoring situation embarrasses the world's best league as it occurred in the game on the weekend. We'll talk more about that later. In basketball, the Queensland State League, Round 5, the men's and women's Division 1. Both have buys there. They'll take on Northside at home next Friday. And in the Moreton Bay Senior Winter Competition in the men's A grade, the Flames and we in Paris, 4 from 4, both on 12 points. And in the women's A grade, the Airballers are 4 from 4 as well. Round 5, Tuesday night at Morayfield. And in the NBA, well, the conference semi-finals, best of 7 matches, Boston lead Cleveland 2-1, Indiana and New York 2-all, Dallas lead Oklahoma in the Western Conference 2-1, and Minnesota lead Denver 2-1. Plenty of action to still go ahead in the NBA conference semi-finals. Rugby Union, or Friday night at Suncorp, the Reds defeated the Melbourne Rebels 26-22. The Reds scored 21 points in 10 minutes, and it keeps them fifth on 31 points and within reach of a top four spot and a home semi-final with 3 games to go. The take on Fiji next Friday night. Fiji next Saturday, I should say. The Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's A-grade round four, Maroochydore defeated Caboolture 22-5, and they'll take on Caloundra at Caboolture next weekend, both on 4 points. And in the women, Maroochydore also defeated Caboolture 32-12. Caboolture now third on the women's super, or the women's A-grade competition in the Sunshine Coast. Queensland Premier Rugby, top of the table West, defeated by GPS, and Brothers lead on the 22 points in the table there. In motorsport, well, Formula 1 Round 6 next weekend is in Italy, and the supercars, Perth Super Sprint next weekend. In golf, in the LPGA at New Jersey, well, Aussie Gabriella Ruffles, she finished third, minus 9, but she was 15 shots off the lead by Rose Zhang from the United States. And in the PGA, the Wells Fargo Championship, as Aussie Jason Day tied for fourth on minus 6, but Rory McIlroy won by 5 shots. PGA Championships next weekend in Kentucky, big event. In football, the round ball game, the men's A-League, the semi-finals, two-leg series, Central Coast Mariners defeated Sydney FC 2-1, Melbourne Victory and Wellington, they played a nil-all draw. Game 2, next Saturday in both of those. The Australia Cup, round 6, North Lakes through, Maroochydore through, Moreton City through, Caboolture through, and Sunshine Coast Wanderers all through to round 6. Those games will be played 21st and 22nd of May. Good luck to all of those teams. In the NPL, the men round 10 on the weekend, Moreton City Peninsula Power played a nil-all draw, and the Sunshine Coast Wanderers defeated Olympic 2-0. In the women, it was the Sunshine Coast Wanderers up against South United. In the Football Queensland Premier League, the men's Division 1, Caboolture lost to Brisbane Strikers 3-1, Logan defeated Moreton City 5-1, and in the women Division 2, Caboolture 2 defeated Springfield 0, top of the table on 16 points. Short break, listeners, and back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. And just quickly, in the English Premier League, Man City defeated Fulham 4-0. They play their deferred match against Spurs on Wednesday. Arsenal top of the table on 86, but with that deferred match, it will look as if Man City will be able to claim the English Premier League title. Sheffield and Burnley already relegated. Luton and Not Forest, probably not, probably Luton, will also be number 3 to be relegated. Super netball, as we said, farcical end of the Sunshine Coast Lightning and Giants game on the weekend, with the Giants ending up winning 86-80 in overtime. There were delays, there was, some confusion, there were scoreboard errors, there were protests, hard to imagine. But anyway, the Lightning now, 1 from 4, will take on the Vixens next round. Queensland Firebirds, they were hammered by the Fever on Friday night, 94-58, and they're also 1 from 4. In the Sapphire Series, round 15 yesterday, the Sunshine Coast Thunder had a bye. They'll take on Gold Coast next Sunday in a 2v3 match. AFL, local AFL, the men's Division 1 was a bye round. Moreton Bay, they'll take on Main next Saturday. And in the women's, Moreton Bay defeated the Surface Paradise team quite convincingly, and they're now equal top with the Sandgate there. In the AFL, round 9, well, in Darwin, Gold Coast, they defeated North Melbourne 120-52. They're now 5 from 4 wins during the season. They'll take on Geelong in Darwin on Thursday night. And yesterday, Brisbane and Adelaide, they played a 90-all draw, The Lions led by 18 midway through the final quarter. The Lions' first draw since 2009. Callum Archie, four goals there. They take on Richmond next Saturday at the Gabba. Go the Lions. In the local rugby league, on Sunshine Coast, the men's A-grade, Beerwah 26 defeated Caboolture 16. Shankay, McIndoe and McGildrock tries for the stakes, and Josh Totoro two goals. Coolum Nambour, they played a draw. Richidor defeated Caloundra. Noosa defeated Kiwana. Stanley River had the bye. Noosa top of the ladder on 24 points. In the women's, Caboolture defeated Noosa 14-12. And Caboolture and Kiwana in the women's, both 7 from the 8 there in the competition. Men's C-grade, Merry Valley first, Caloundra second, with Kilcoy on 20 points. Queensland Cup, the Dolphins lost 20-6 against the Capras. The Falcons had a bye. Next Sunday, the Falcons will take on Wyndham. It'll be a great game. Dolphins have to bye. And in the Malmeninga, it was unfortunately the Bears defeated the Dolphins 42-10. So Tweed will now play Bears in the grand final next weekend. So don't forget, this week, Thursday night, first State of Origin for the women at Suncorp Stadium, best of three. That kicks off Magic Round. And of course, Magic Round, all games in Brisbane. So Broncos and Manly on Friday night, Rabbits and Cowboys on Saturday with the Titans and the Knights. And to finish it off on Sunday, the Tigers will take on the Dolphins. So plenty to look forward to there. Now don't forget, of course, listeners, that whether you like him or hate him, English cricketer James Anderson, 41-year-old, announced that he'll be retiring effectively in July this year. 187 tests for England, 700 wickets. He is to be congratulated. And Rafa Nadal says he may not play in the upcoming French Open after he'd lost on the weekend in the Italian Open. Be looking to make it his 15th French title if he makes it, but it doesn't look so. And congratulations to all our athletes, of the athletes who did well in the Diamond League in Doha, and let's hope that continues as they lead up to the Olympics in Paris. Monday Sports Roundup. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again here on 101.5 FM.